What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we have a couple of callers waiting on the line. So let's start with Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. You know, I feel bad for Tom. I agree with him on everything. But, you know, he always talks about the demon craps, and he forgets that the 1965 immigration law, 85% of Republicans voted for it. So the Republicans, they love cheap labor. And, you know, we have nowhere to go, either party. And remember, it was Reagan who gave the amnesty in 1986, which to this day is having an effect on immigration. So I would suggest Tom register if he is a registered Republican to get in the primaries and vote for anti-illegal immigrant Republicans, because as it stands now, most of the Republicans they like the immigration for cheap labor. But what I was going to call about. You know, Americans have such short memories. It's scary. You know, they can't remember a week ago, let alone 15 years ago. And, you know, a lot of these neocons are in good standing in alt-right circles. People like Ann Coulter, Hannity, Michelle Malkin. Do you remember Michelle Malkin wanted to put 9/11 truthers in camps? Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
But a lot of your, not your audience, but a lot of the alt-right just forgot that. So everyone worries about liberals putting them one day in camps. But remember, people like Michelle Malkin and others, they're conservatives, or neocons, really, but they're called conservatives. So these neocons, like Ann Coulter and Malkin and all, they say good things about immigration and some other issues. But remember who these people are and where they were 15 years ago. You know, rabid warmongers. Here's a short quote from Ann Coulter. Perhaps we should put aside our national Muslim butt-kissing contest and get back to the business at hand. Bombing Syria back to the Stone Age and then permanently disarming Iran. That's Ann Coulter only about 12 years ago. So this is who these people are. Everyone's worried about the liberals. It's not going to be the liberals who one day put you in camps. It's going to be the neocons and the neoliberals. So on the Democrats, you have the neoliberals, Republicans, the neocons, and they're both pro-war. You know, they differ on some social issues, but when it comes to war, they're all in. And it just amazes me how the alt-right has forgot about all these people. You know, Mark Levin, O'Reilly, Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, all war cheerleaders during Bush. And they're all obsessing over the left, the liberals. And it's going to be the neocons and the neo-lib establishment that you have to worry about, because it seems the far left and the far right, ironically, are both anti-war. So, you know, is it the true or not? It seems the far right, the Buchanans, Pat Buchanan types are anti-war, and then the far left, the Ralph Naders, are anti-war. It's like the middle that's pro-war. So, I find that interesting, but I think the alt-right, they have short memories. I can see if you're 35 years old and you were 8 years old when 9/11 happened, but if you're in your 40s and 50s, and you know, it's disturbing that all these neocon people I was mentioning, Ann Coulter, they're all Trump supporters. So Hannity is a Trump supporter. So that has me a bit worried also. What do you think?
Well, I don't know within the vast majority of the American people, I think, are anti-war. We're war-weary. It's a case of trying to sell us the war, to manufacture consent. And that's where you get, you know, first it'll be, like you say, Ann Coulter and Hannity, and now it's over on the other side. So we're getting whipsawed back and forth, but the end result is the same. We're being driven toward accepting the reality of war. And it's a little bit confusing. I think both sides are in the wrong on so many different things here. I don't think either the liberals or the conservatives have the inside track on making this a better nation.
Yes. But, people have such short memories. They forget the Bush years. And I noticed that on the alt-right. They obsess over Obama and Clinton. Where were they with the 8 years of Bush? Remember that? I mean, I know.
I remember.
Remember bombing innocent countries, legitimizing torture? Remember Abu Ghraib? Remember that? You know, torturing children to get their innocent parents to confess to 9/11. That was all under Bush. He started all that stuff. So, you know, I think the alt-right, they better, you know, brush up on their history and stop worrying about the loony left. Remember, it was the neocons and the neo-libs. They're the ones who are dangerous. And I think they worry too much about, you know, Omar and AOC. And I don't think they have any real power. One more thing, real quick. I suggest everyone read this article in the UNS Review by Brad Griffin. It's called Trump's Chumps. And it's a very interesting article. And he articulated some things that I was thinking. And I strongly recommend people read that to have a little discretion and to have some scrutiny towards President Trump. On that note, thanks for taking my call and have a great day.
Same to you. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go back to the phones to Chris in Clearwater. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, this panic about the coronavirus. One little thing I think could help prevent and clean the air around us, disinfect the air around us, is just wearing personal air ionizer, because it is an anaerobic virus, meaning that the oxygen from the ionized oxygen, when an air ionizer ionizes the oxygen in a room or in an area, it becomes ozone. Ionized oxygen is ozone, which is superoxidizing, and that ozone is most effective at dissolving the fat coating or lipid envelope of these most viri that are harmful, and that's over 99% of known harmful viri. So it prevents them from attaching to healthy cells. And I'm thinking maybe if you have a face mask, then get one or two of these personal air ionizers. They're tiny little things. Put them over the intake vents, intake outtake vents, and that way you can neutralize both germs and toxins and proactively clean the air around you. Every time I think I feel like I'm coming down with a bug, I take a few breaths of concentrated ozone, and within 3 hours, my symptoms are gone. I don't recommend, though, that, you know, you breathe too much of it. Of course, it can be bad in high quantities, but then you'd notice a long time beforehand if your sinuses are getting irritated, and then your esophagus would get irritated, and then your lungs will get irritated, and I've done that to myself. I don't recommend doing that at home, but I've overdone it before. But, you know, it just resulted in about a half hour of labored breathing and achy lungs, but no big deal. The thing is that if you breathe too much of it, it'll dry up the mucous membranes, which coat the linings of your lungs, which will cause them to stick together, which is a collapsed lung. It makes it a good natural fumigant. Though, like I say, you'd notice several of these other symptoms long before it became dangerous. So I think ozone's been highly vilified. I think it'd be a great countermeasure. And the mucous membranes are very important for trapping germs and toxins. So we don't want to dry them up too much. It might be a delicate balance there. As for the testing, according to the CDC website, in the United States, as of February 21st, there were 414 people tested and 14 confirmed cases, allegedly. As of today, just pull up the CDC's website, there are 445. So that is 29 more people in just about a week's time. Only 29 more people were tested, but no more confirmed cases. It's still 14 confirmed cases in the United States, allegedly.
I heard 60.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to know where that number comes from. That's the CDC's website, and I was looking at a Natural News article that gave me the stats, the screen capture for, like I said, the February 21st stats that I just named. As for the testing, what they're using as a test is not conclusive, according to the inventor of the test, or one of the two inventors. That's Kerry Mullis, a Nobel Prize winner in 1993 for the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. He shared that with Michael Smith. He died last August, Kerry Mullis did. But like I say, he said that the PCR test, the polymerase chain reaction test, is not reliable. It might serve as a preliminary test, but it's not conclusive. You know, if somebody turns up positive, then further testing, finding a virus, the actual virus would be needed to make a correct diagnosis. But the PCR test just takes fragments of DNA and RNA and amplifies them. But
yes,
these fragments of DNA, RNA don't necessarily mean that actual virus, an active, viable virus, is present. So there's that fear-mongering. And also, with Wuhan implementing 5G last October, within that 5G bandwidth spectrum is 60 gigahertz, which you may have heard, that prevents hemoglobin from absorbing oxygen. And so we have to ask, well, why is it in some cases so fast-acting in even healthy people? You see pictures or video they're showing of someone hemorrhaging out on the street, you know, collapses and hemorrhages. You know, could that be a result of a lack of oxygen uptake?
Well, we also have to know what the pre-existing conditions in the individual patients are, and that's a critical piece of data that we're not being given. I want to see basically two tables, infections and deaths broken out by age, ethnicity, and pre-existing medical conditions, and we're not getting that information. We finally got one broken apart by age, which does support the fact that this illness is much more serious for elderly people.
Yeah, the immunocompromised. And I wanted to just add that last year I did get a cold, but I wasn't able to get over it, like I just said, with breathing the ozone. But what I was able to do to get over it, the only thing that really, the silver bullet, pun intended, was colloidal silver that I ionized, pumped through my water ionizer, and then that makes the ions of the silver, which are much more effective, and the ions of the mineral are much more, much better absorbed. And inhaling that from my essential oil diffuser, or you could use it's an ultrasonic essential oil diffuser, but you can also get ultrasonic colloidal silver nebulizers for that purpose. But I also use about 20 different essential oils, which are, most of them are very antiseptic. So, you know, breathing that for about a minute, five times a day, really just knocked it out and allowed me to, you know, get rid of the respiratory infection. So, we really don't have as much, I don't think, to fear if we have these, you know, these things available to us, because they can't, the germs can't build up an immunity or a tolerance to silver or ozone or oxygen.
Well, yeah, I'm a great believer in nano silver. We have our own setup that we use as well. Again, what you have to do is be in a circumstance where the virus doesn't get a chance to take hold. Now, we know in the case of the 1918 Spanish flu influenza, that cinnamon, breathing cinnamon dust, seemed to be a preventative, and the virus was never able to take hold, and they discovered that quite by accident, because there was this factory that was processing cinnamon bark into baker's cinnamon, and nobody there, and they were right in the middle of a hot zone, and not one of them got sick. And that's when people began looking at tree bark as having curative medical properties. Of course, we know one of the sources for aspirin is birch bark. Well, they synthesize it now, but when they were originally making it, it was derived from birch bark.
Mm-hmm. All these natural antiseptic things nature provided us that, you know, the germs just haven't, over the millennia, haven't been able to overcome. And, yes, I use cinnamon essential oil in the diffuser. I use oregano, lemongrass. You know, oregano and lemongrass essential oils will kill any known germ within 2 minutes.
So, well, we're not dealing with a germ here. We're not dealing with a germ. We're dealing with a virus. And viruses are a completely different. Yeah, antiviral. Anyway,
well,
listen.
That's what I mean when I say germ. I mean pathogen. You know. But, yeah, they're oregano and lemongrass are antiviral, very antiviral together. They'll kill anything.
Okay, thank you for the information. And we're going to let you go.
Right.
And we're going to start with Steve Elkins. And, Steve, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, John Stadmiller and I just did a show a half an hour on off-air here talking about this whole coronavirus, and John brought something up to my attention, and I think I might have to agree with it. We throw a new angle at this whole coronavirus here. I do believe it is a hoax. I do not believe it is the pandemic to end all. It is not the Black Plague. But he threw something at me that was very interesting. Of course, we know there's going to be an economic collapse in the United States, and the United States government cannot take responsibility for all the lies they've told you about the booming economy and the low unemployment rate and everything else. So they're going to have to find a scapegoat, somebody to blame on this whole thing. So this is going to be working out really perfect for them, because as we're seeing right now, the markets are getting hit. They're blaming it. It seems to be working. Their cause of why the markets are tanking, which does not follow, by the way, the Baltic Dry Index, which is it should. Now, if manufacturing is down in China and they're not producing anything because they're all staying home because they're all worried about the coronavirus, that means there's nothing being produced. There's nothing being loaded on those tanker ships to come into San Francisco Bay or L.A. But the Baltic Dry Index continues to rise. It's 517 today, went up about 5 points. It's been up every day for the last couple of days. It doesn't follow Wall Street. So here's the theory. Here's a theory. We know that Wall Street is overvalued, major overvalued. We've got a lot of Enrons out there. To bring it back to some kind of normalcy, this thing may have been concocted and created to bring Wall Street back to more of a normal value.
It's an interesting theory. All right, stay on the line. When we come back from this commercial break, I want to talk about this with you. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Steve Elkins, and Steve has postulated an interesting little theory. Well, I guess it came from John, that knowing that the U.S. economy was about to crash anyway and not wanting to take responsibility for it, that the U.S. basically came up with this whole COVID-19 woo-flu, which the pathogen is real. People are getting sick and people are dying. Is it going to be the slate wiper people are worried about? Probably not. Even Ron Paul is saying the fears about this are way overblown. It is an interesting theory. I'm going to have to think about it a little while because what you're basically saying is it is the United States that released this pathogen in China and possibly Iran as well.
Well, let's not forget what Lab 257 is all about up in Plum Island, what their job is. It's heavily guarded. It's heavily guarded for a reason, not to because they're protecting secrets of how to find cures for certain diseases. It's a biological weapons, pathological weapons laboratory is what it is. But let me throw some numbers at you here. I just got some new numbers here. 28,000 people have been infected by this. In 46 countries, 2,800 deaths now. It went up from about 2,497 to about 2,800 deaths. This is not the Black Plague. Now, even Donald Trump yesterday said in his little speech that between, there's a little bit of a variance here, number, 29,000 to 69,000 people died from their regular flu, okay? Nobody's making a stink about that. That's not a pandemic. That's not the end of the world here. But you've got 2,800 deaths in the entire world this thing is being blown up as a pandemic to end all life. I do believe John's little theory may have some relevance here because they need an excuse to tank this economy, and Wall Street is way overvalued. We've got lots of Enrons out there, lots of cooked books out there. The market is not strong. It hasn't been, because that's why you have quantitative easing. That's why you have plunge protection. Those programs alone tell you that the market is not strong. And Wall Street should be following the Bought to Dry Index, because you got to have resources. You got to have product on the shelf. If they're not producing it over there, there's no reason for your Baltic Dry Index to be going up when the market is going down. As far as one of your callers talked about the elderly, and I talked about it on my show before, comorbidities, two or more underlying health problems, that if you had underlying health problems and you've got this, yes, it could be very deadly. It could be very, you could become very ill. The elderly alone, they may not be immunocompromised. That's a totally different situation from a weak immune system. I want to make sure that's straight. Immunocompromised, totally different from a weak immune system. Elderly, as they get older and older, as we all do, it takes a lot longer to heal. And I'll tell you from firsthand, from my 20s to my 30s to my 40s to my 50s, something I get now, if I hurt myself, it takes a lot longer to heal. And that's my immune system not responding as strong as it used to be, because that's normal. Everything as we get older ages and declines in strength and intensity. So that's with the elderly. They could be very ill. I had a neighbor across the street. I tried to talk out of the flu vaccine. Weeks before they were pushing the vaccine, I told her, don't do it. I made my case. She didn't listen. She's in her 70s. She took the vaccine. She got the flu. Very ill. So elderly have a weakened immune system. That's pretty much normal. As everything else declines in your older age, your immune system also does. So, but that is a little bit different than immunocompromised. But that's pretty much all I got on that. It's just a little theory. John had it, threw it at me. It sounds logical. The United States government cannot take blame for why everything tanked. I mean, they have a lot of explaining to do. Think about it. They've lied to you over and over again how great the economy is, how we're doing great, industry is coming back, we're doing great, and then suddenly everything tanks. So they must find a reason to blame it on, and that's exactly what this is all about.
Well, it's an interesting theory, and I can't dismiss it out of hand. Certainly Donald Trump and his reelection people are going to be happy to have something to blame the downturn on, because I think they overemphasized the economy in his reelection campaign, and he was sort of a one-trick pony on that. And I was very concerned that if there was an economic downturn, that that would be a fatal blow to his reelection. But if they can blame the coronavirus for it, then Trump is going to have his second term.
Exactly, exactly. Thanks, Mike. Have a great show. Talk to you soon.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And we're coming up here on another commercial break here. Okay. Over in Iran, multiple Iranian government officials have come down with this, and apparently a 25-year-old nurse in Iran has died. Now, Tucker Carlson came on out doing one of his shows saying that America is not ready for an outbreak or any major epidemic, and he's definitely right for that. The city of San Francisco has just declared a state of emergency in response to COVID-19. And yet you'll remember that for a month, Western leaders told us the virus was under control and was unlikely to cause serious problems for anyone in our hemisphere. None of that was true. Okay. So let's talk about the international news here. Turkey is targeting Syrian government positions in Idlib in a response to the killing of two troops in an airstrike. Okay, we're going to take another commercial break here, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Nome. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Clean and reverent.
Well, maybe not. Anyway, yeah, I called about this article, which is an obvious hit piece, no doubt funded by this extra funds for, what was it, Project Mockingbird? Yeah, it's from the Rolling Stone. The headline is QAnon YouTubers telling people to drink bleach to ward off coronavirus.
Oh, God.
They're talking about MMS. They're characterizing that miracle mineral solution as being drinking chlorine. The Boy Scouts turned out really badly for me, yeah, and so did the altar boy business, I don't know how anybody can get more cynical than me. They're few and far between. You got some catch up to do. Anyway,
well, I'm going to work on that. I'm definitely going to work on that.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. I just wanted to say, you know, all from New Jersey, he hit on this about 2 weeks back, and he said Trump would have trouble if Trump couldn't explain why he was allowing those flights to continue to come in from China and everywhere else. And you know what? Bingo. Paul's right again. He was right on the money.
Well, my understanding is flights from China are already being prevented. Tulsi Gabbard is out there saying...
Since when? Since when? I mean, this should have been done, as Paul has repeatedly said, 2 weeks ago when they found out that they were having this problem in China. It should have started right then. And I can see Bernie or someone making an issue of that in a debate.
Well, at some point there's going to be a debate between Trump and whoever the Democratic nominee finally turns out to be. And I think you're right. They'll definitely bring up that issue about how Trump's reaction to COVID-19 was late in coming and tepid at best.
Yeah, I mean, Tulsi, you know, it's just a shame that, I don't know, she's in that party or whatever. I mean, I don't like her borders policy, and I don't like her Second Amendment policy, but perhaps she could be workable on them, but they really don't want her around, that's for sure. And it's too bad, because anything more refreshing than, you know, what you're seeing out of Biden and this just exotic look to this Democratic Party that I don't think they can define themselves anymore. They're not Democratic, certainly. They're not socialist or communist. Who knows what they are? But I don't know. I think they're going to make it interesting for Trump. And with all this going on and them going in so many different directions as they're going, there's no solution. And once again, Trump looks by far the most outstanding candidate we could possibly hope for in this day and age. But thank you, Michael, and I appreciate your show.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to let you go here and get on back to the news. Okay. So we're talking about the international news. Erdogan is out there reiterating that Turkey will not pull back from Syria's sovereign territory. And in fact, he's issued an ultimatum to Assad to retreat. Erdogan says Turkey will risk everything to expel Syria from Idlib, says Syria will be ousted from Turkish posts this week. So I don't know. I think it's already a full-on war. Meanwhile, of course, the argument over the Patriot missiles versus the S-400s is still going on. And the U.S. is saying, no, there will be no Patriot missiles. But apparently, the Turkish government had asked the U.S. to deploy Patriot air defense systems on the country's southern border. An American official told local media, no decision has been made. And Erdogan said, let's be very clear, there are no Patriots that America will give us, but they're bringing their S-400 batteries online. Okay, Russia slams the United States for floating truce talks with the terror groups in Idlib. Now, all of this is for show. The U.S. has been backing those terror groups all along as a proxy to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. And so now, because so many people know about it, now they kind of want to sort of rebrand, recast, what have you, where, yeah, it's okay for the United States to be supporting and arming these terror groups because they're on our side against Bashar al-Assad. Problem is, as Moscow pointed out, these groups are also bolstered by thousands of foreign fighters, including internationally designated terror organizations, especially the main group occupying the northwest province, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, formerly Nusra Front. Now, over in Iran, they're still trying to pull things back to where they were before Trump pulled out of the P5+1 deal unilaterally. And apparently there was another round of talks on the nuclear deal in Vienna, and it ended with Iranian negotiator Abbas Araghchi saying Iran is open to any initiative that any nation can offer to try and save the deal and is fully ready to reverse any violations of the deal so long as the other powers are also willing to get back to compliance on sanctions relief. Now, sanctions relief is the big key for Iran, as since the U.S. withdrew from the deal, a lot of that relief just isn't coming. Iran's violations have been done deliberately and in reversible ways to try and force the other side to the table on the relief. The obvious fix would be for the European Union nations to totally circumvent EU sanctions, which was at one point assumed to be in the works. But so far, the EU nations seem unwilling or unable to deliver on that. We're going to go back to the phones here to Sebastian in Sweden. Aloha, Sebastian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, Mike. Listen, I have some good news, actually, talking all about this coronavirus. It's not, you know, it's pretty downbeat. So the good news is they had a poll, I think it was today or yesterday, in the political poll, and the Swedish Democrats came up ahead by 27.8% over the Social Democrats, 21.5. So they would be the largest party if there was an election, you know, tomorrow or maybe even this year, but it's unfortunate it's in 2 years. And the also good news is that the parties that the Green Party and the Liberals would even just be kicked out of Riksdag because they wouldn't get their 4% to stay in the parliament. So that's the good news. Bad news, I'd like to tell you that the guy Gothenburg that's got the coronavirus has been in contact with 40 people that they are monitoring now. So that's not too good. But the polls were pretty good today with the nationalist ahead of the Social Democrats.
Well, it looks like things are getting interesting up there in Sweden. And now, which is the more liberal party?
Well, the more liberal party, it's called the they're called the Liberals now. They used to be called the Folkpartiet in Swedish, is called, which is translated directly as the People's Party. But they've always been like mainly academics, and but a lot of and then the Green Party is what it is. It's, you know, the Greta Thunberg. And then there's another party called the Christian Democrats, which were good. They're at 5.3% now. They were at 12 and 13% at one time until they voted for these immigrants to bring back their families here to Sweden. And then they just went down. They just shut down. You know, unfortunately, I like their party leader. She's a little bit of Kelsey Gabbard, you know, a looker. But otherwise, and then we have the Center Party is called, and it's basically in the center, but they're pretty liberal themselves. It used to be the old Farmers Party until they changed their name. And then we have the Left Party, and interesting, this Left Party is, you could just say, it's a Communist Party. It is the old Communist Party, and they're up at 11%, and they voted against the bringing the people back from, you know, the immigrants' relatives back to Sweden, and which I thought was strange, you know. But and then we have the Conservative Party, which they call Moderat, and they're sort of they tend to sort of going with the Swedish Democrats, you know, because it's like it's popular now. So they're a little bit on the same track, but not quite. And then the Social Democrats, and but that's basically the party system in Sweden right today.
So okay, which party is currently the ruling party?
Well, it's strange. It's the Social Democrats, and they have the Green Party, lots of Green Party in their cabinet, because the Green Party made them take them, because otherwise they wouldn't build up a cabinet. But this is when they were like 12% when they got into, or 10% when they got into the parliament. And also they have the Center Party in their cabinet. But they don't have any party from conservative or Swedish Democrats, or they could have, I think they do have one person from the Liberal Party in their cabinet.
Okay.
And so,
and we have trouble keeping track of the Republicans versus the Democrats.
Yeah, Yeah, I know. It's not that much different, is it? I mean, like when your caller said, you know, they're both when it gets down to it, they're both warmongering parties in a way. I mean, Trump, yes. Okay, it's okay. You know, he's trying to bring troops home and then keeps them there and blah, 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 but, you know. See, with Bernie Sanders, perhaps he could be something, but, like, you know, the Second Amendment's not good, but I think he could bring a better settlement in the Middle East than any other person, I think. I don't know, something about him that he's, you know, that he could do that. Well, like I said, he's got to be domestic.
If he's the Democratic nominee and if he manages to win the White House, I hope he will learn from Donald Trump's mistake and just scrape it out clean and bring in all of his own people, because that was the biggest mistake Trump made, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Well,
and
Sebastian,
like you said, Kelsey Gabbard would be a good vice president. Yeah.
Yeah, that would definitely cause me to rethink who I'm supporting. But like I said, my agenda for the rest of this year until November is to keep Hillary Clinton away from that Oval Office. That's my goal. And after that, I'm kind of ambivalent. All right, well, Sebastian, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're still talking about Iran.
Thank you.
And we have from the American Conservative an article, How John Bolton and a Phony Script Brought Us to the Brink of War. And they're talking about recent events in Iran with the trading of fire. And apparently Donald Trump's decision to assassinate Qassem Soleimani back in January took the United States to the brink of war with Iran. And we know there are a lot of people in the U.S. government who want the war with Iran. There's a lot of people in Israel who want the United States to go to war with Iran. So Trump and his advisors contend that Soleimani's death was necessary to protect American lives, pointing to this continuum of events that began on December 27th when a rocket attack on an American base in Iraq killed a civilian translator. That in turn prompted U.S. airstrikes against a pro-Iranian militia, Kitab Hezbollah, which America blamed for the attack. Kitab Hezbollah then stormed the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad in protest. This reportedly triggered the assassination of Soleimani and a subsequent Iranian retaliatory missile strike on an American base in Iraq. The logic of this continuum appears consistent, except for one important fact. It was all predicated on a lie. Now, the Iraqis had been warning their U.S. counterparts for more than a month that ISIS was planning attacks on K1. One such report delivered on November 6th using intelligence dating back to last October was quite specific. ISIS terrorists have endeavored to target K1 base in Kirkuk district by indirect fire, meaning Katyusha rockets. But it was blamed on the Iranian-backed militia, and things spiraled out of control, and fortunately cooler heads prevailed, and we're not quite yet at war with Iran. Okay, over in Israel, Netanyahu is approving new settlement units in E1 1 week before the election. He's going to do everything he can. He wants to win re-election. It's not just that he wants to hang on to the power and the prestige. It's that he wants to evade his trials for corruption. So just 1 week before the elections, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced his approval of 3,500 new illegal, emphasis on illegal, settler homes in the highly contested E1 area of the central occupied West Bank. Netanyahu said in a speech on Tuesday, I've given instructions to immediately publish for deposit the plan to build 3,500 housing units in E1, saying that the plans had been delayed for 6 or 7 years. So the E1 plan seeks to create a settlement block connecting the mega settlement of Ma'ale Adumin with Jerusalem, effectively splitting the West Bank in two, cutting off the north from the south. And that's been a plan of Israel's all along, to simply leave the West Bank with not enough contiguous land to build a nation on. They want to break it up into, they want to balkanize it, break it into little tiny pieces. Israel's going to form a joint defense task agency tasked with suppressing Palestinian resistance if Prime Minister Netanyahu goes ahead with plans to annex West Bank settlements. They're calling the Anti-Palestinian Resistance Force. Now, getting on back to Israel's upcoming election, Israel Bitenu chairman Avigdor Lieberman, who emerged as kingmaker in Israel's two previous elections this year, said on Wednesday he's ruling out the possibility of forming a unity government with Benny Gantz's Kahol Levan and Prime Minister Netanyahu's Likud after the March 2nd ballot. So he's out there basically saying a new government will be formed without Netanyahu. And if that is definitely the case, then Netanyahu will have his day in court. Speaking at the Ma'ariv Business Conference 2030 in Herzliya, Lieberman said, Gantz and Netanyahu together reached 65 seats in the last election, and I told them to form a government, but they preferred to argue over who would be first and who would be second, Lieberman said. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. Russia's military has rolled out a new cruise missile killer weapon system. It's called the S-350 Vityaz surface-to-air missile system, and they took it out for a little bit of a test on Wednesday. The system was delivered to the Air and Space Defense Academy in the Leningrad region and underwent training to detect and destroy a mock air enemy. Out there building their weapons always seem to work here. All right, getting into the economic news, and I realize we're a little late today here. We already talked about the Dow closing almost 1,200 points down. And again, I'm very concerned about next week. If they cannot reverse it, we may see a real selling panic. And I'm going to be thinking a lot about John's theory about how this whole COVID-19 is being fanned up so they can blame the economic crash on it and get the government as a whole and Trump in particular off the hook for it. But the idea that they deliberately started this, I have no doubt they're taking advantage of it. I'm not sure I'm willing to go with they started this all deliberately, because look at all the damage that's being done around the world. Now, of course, you know, BuzzFeed is saying that, you know, the Pope may have it. We might have to go through another conclave so soon after the last one. But apparently, in just 2 days, the coronavirus scare wiped out $1.7 trillion in U.S. stock market value. That was the numbers as of yesterday. I don't have numbers as of the close of the Dow today. Okay, as one of our callers mentioned, the sanctuary states and cities lose their appeal on federal grant cuts. Trump wanted to start cutting federal funds to those cities and states that were in violation of Title VIII by offering sanctuary to illegal immigrants. And they went back to court and they sued and said, no, 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 you can't cut the federal grants. We need that money. Ultimately, it's our money from our taxpayers. But apparently, the Second Circuit gave the Justice Department a green light to withhold funding from New York City and seven states for their sanctuary policies on immigration. I think that's a good thing. We got to just slow this down. Michelle Malkin is out there saying there is no American worker shortage, which is one of the arguments of the open border people. Oh, there's a worker shortage. We've got to let these people in to take the job. No, we've got massive unemployment here. And that's something else that they've been lying about. They cook the books by taking people who've been out of work for a certain amount of time and say, well, they're permanently unemployable, and they move them to a separate category, which is why they can keep saying that the unemployment numbers are in single digits. They're not. They're in double digits. It's close to one third. That's Great Depression of the 1930s level. Boy, the politicians have really, really messed up what used to be the greatest nation on earth. Over in London, they're in the fourth day of hearings on Assange's extradition. And apparently this is the first of two trials, and the second one is scheduled for May. And there's our music. Time for us to wrap up the show. Now, Johnny Delirious is filling in for Stadmiller, so stay tuned. It's going to be an interesting show. Please spread the word about RBN. Spread the word about what really happened at the time. Please, 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 please donate. I'd get down on my knees, but getting back up would be very, very difficult right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.